look who's walked in. Clive Larkman, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you all today?
I'm very good. How are your chillies getting on?
They're doing really, really well. They love this weather.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Look, the ones that you gave me a runt of the litter.
They're just babies.
It was down the back, and it's got little. It looks as though they're dried on the tree.
I think that's Medusa.
Medusa.
Yeah.
That's going beautifully.
Yeah.
And the butch tea.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for its first fruit, but it's covered in flowers, and it's lush and big, and it's about this big. It's about a metre tall.
Yeah. It should give you about 200 fruit. Somewhere towards late autumn.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And they come into their own. I like them, to use, but if you don't like the chilies, which a lot of people go, I'm a bit against spicy things, but if you just grow them as an ornamental plant.
This beautiful one here is called Black Cuban. Look at the fruit colours. They're black aging to red with dark black foliage on the top and green underneath.
It's a really pretty...
I know it sounds like a cigar, but it's a chili.
And that will last all winter if you look after
it. If you keep it right and you've got the right climate, yes, it'll last all winter.
So how would you go about overwintering the chili plants?
Take them out of the rain. It's not the cold they don't like, it's the cold wet.
Uh-huh.
Because, anything that's in the deserts of Mexico and southern United States, it's cold at night, really cold.
Which was where they originated.
Mixture of cold and wet.
It's what they can't stand here. The other thing is, you were talking about the pumpkins before, how they look crappy. Well, these look really yuck too as they get in the winter. The top 3 or 4 inches dies back.
Yeah.
And the temptation is to cut it all off.
Yeah.
Next 3 inches dies back, cut it off. Next 3 inches dies back and you've got no plant left.
So just leave it.
Because that's the plant's protection from the cold.
Ah, so that's its insulation.
That's the one,
Yeah.
There you go.
So now next week you've got the chili festival.
Oh, have we? I nearly forgot about that.
You couldn't have.
But it's on the same weekend as the Grand Prix. And the Melbourne International Flower and Garden Show.
Well, in the same
you've got some stiff competition.
We have. Well, they've got some stiff competition.
Oh, I see.
We've been on the same week as the Grand Prix every year, but the Flower and Garden Show, it's Easter. Easter's come back into March.
Ah, yes.
Which means the Flower and Garden Show had to come back 1 week. It was also the same year that we've rolled back, because we're always the third Sunday in the month, and that's rolled back to be the 20th. And it's all these perfect storm come together. And
There's enough for everyone, really.
Well, what
the
have
petrol
got?
Heads, the gardening people, the chilli people. But yours is a bit more than chilli, isn't it?
You've got herbs and chilies. We've got food from 13 different countries. We've got kids' stuff that we wouldn't believe. We've got Hot Sauce Alley that the chilli people love, the super hot sauces. But we've got really nice Japanese sesame and Goya sauces. We've got Mexican sauces, Hungarian pepper spreads.
I didn't realise that Japan had chilies.
That's a herb and chilli.
Oh, herb and chilli. Okay, so it's the herb in the Japanese
But there are actually quite a few Japanese chilies too that we grow. They use it slightly different than we do. They don't do it for the heat. They do it for the flavour.
Oh, that wasabi you brought in. Sadly,
that was beautiful.
Sadly, when I was in Thailand, it passed away because it got too hot.
Ah, well,
you can keep the moisture up to it though, can't you?
Yes.
Which would have that's what's happened.
So the leaves I've still got mine.
Have you?
The leaves, they've got nice
devastated.
And big.
Yeah. Well, we'll get you another one. We've got some more coming through in April.
Really?
Yeah,
Darren's wouldn't have died back, and perhaps the root underneath
don't
is still
so.
Going.
No.
Ah,
they've got very, very little roots, which is why you've got to keep the water up to them.
Because every plant you've given me over the years has gone beautifully.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You go to a show like the Garden Show. Oh, I bought those plants off last year, and they're doing really well. I think, what did you expect?
That's right. That's what you're here for.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
herbs are doing well, I must say.
Oh, the
elderberry.
Basils.
Basil's
loving it.
Tarragon's doing well.
Yeah. It's great growing climate for herbs if you can keep the water up to them. They love all this sun. They really love it.
96900693 is the number to call us, particularly if you've got a chili question. We've got the chili expert with us, Clive Larkman. In fact, he knows a lot about anything that grows. Give us a call now here on The Big Backyard. Chili Lamington, Clive, please explain.
They are delightful, aren't they?
They're a bit strange. People go, chili Lamington, what?
But if you take chili and you mix it with chocolate, it takes the burn out and leaves that lovely, warm, peppery glow. So the chocolate sauce you put around the Lamington has got the chili in it.
And I just ate some. It's very nice.
You brought me a block of Lindt chili chocolate.
Oh, that is so
good. That's my favourite.
You know what? I have not stopped eating it since.
Oh,
I will
sorry.
Not have. I had a bit of Cadbury's dairy milk. Nothing wrong with that as a product.
No, but I like it too.
Oh, no. Get that away from me. Where's my chili?
Chili chocolate has taken off.
The sugar takes that front burn and leaves that lovely peppery glow, which is so pleasant and relaxing. And it's
now
had chili chocolate Tim Tams for a while.
Oh,
They were delightful. But they only had them for about 3 months and I've never seen them since.
Oh, what a shame.
People's taste buds need to move on. Tell us about the seeds of the chilli. People are very wary of the seeds, aren't they?
Yeah, you don't need to take the seeds out. There's no heat in the seed, but it's all in that white pith and the green inside of the chilli. That's where the hottest part of the chilli is.
So if you got the pith off, it wouldn't be hot.
It wouldn't be as hot.
Mm, right.
If you just ate the seeds, it wouldn't be hot. But there's still heat in the flesh.
Yeah, I see. Now, the heat, can it be detrimental to your health? This is the thing. You see YouTube videos of people having a crack at the red scorpion. The
Carolina Reaper.
Carolina Reaper, which is the world's hottest chili.
And is that the Scoville?
That's got a Scoville rating of about 1.45 million, 1.5 million units.
Can it be detrimental to your health?
It can. If you put a whole one in your mouth and eat it, it's going to do some damage to your guts if you don't wash it down with something, with some sugar or some milk or something to neutralise it.
Really?
Well, it's what police spray is made out of.
Of course, capsicum spray
is made out of capsicum, which is that chemical. But it also has some really good health benefits too. It helps clear the system out. It helps you perspire. It kills bacteria in the body. It's like everything else. It's balance. Too much alcohol kills you too.
Yes. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And it gets the metabolism up and running.
Oh, firing up really well.
Dana, good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to ask a question about a chili, which is the shape of a Roma tomato, red with black seeds.
That's a manzano or a ricotta. It comes from South America on the mountainside. It's really cold tolerant. And Victoria is a perfect climate for growing manzanos. Darren's got one, he's had it for a few years.
On the fence.
Yep, they'll slightly climb or they'll go up to about a couple of metres. Beautiful chilli. It's very hard to dry because it's a very wet chilli. The inside of the flesh is very wet.
That's right. And now, I seem to get a lot of heat from it, but not terribly much taste.
Yeah, the taste is a funny thing. It's some people pick it up really well, some don't. To me, they're just chilies, but other people, they can only pick up the subtleties between different chili flavours. It's just like some people can't tell the difference between different tomato flavours.
Yeah.
Well, Dana, what are you using for cooking?
I use it for, everything. I was given some of the chilies themselves, and I've got the seeds, and I've grown them from seed.
Yeah, it's a great...
Well done. It's the black seed.
It's the only one with the black seed. It's a great fruit. It fruits really well, and it fruits all year, and you've got a great chili. And it's a good medium to high heat, not a super hot.
So in relation to the 1.5...
I think it's about 200,000.
Still as big, isn't it?
Jalapeno's 3,000.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Dana,
Where do you live, Dana?
That's lovely.
Yeah.
Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Seaford.
Oh, look, I'd love to send you to Garden World with a $50 voucher. Go and see James Wall and buy more chilies.
Oh, that'd be lovely. So thank you very much for that.
Yeah, good,
no problem. Good luck with your chilies.
To Janine, good morning.
Hi there.
Hi.
First year I've ever grown chilies, and like Jane, I have an abundance of chilies. I'm so happy. Mm. Light green, yellow ones, red ones. But how can I preserve them or keep them for the rest of the year?
The best way to do it is you pick the fruit, you cut the tops off, pull the seeds out, and you mix it up with a bit of olive oil, just enough to make a paste, and you put it in a jar in the fridge, and that will last 12 to 18 months, so long as any time you take it out of the jar, you use a clean spoon.
Okay, but just light olive oil?
Just light olive oil. Just enough. The oil's only there to create the paste.
All right.
And you just mash it up with a blender or anything like that. And I'd keep the different chilies separate so that you've got different strengths. And then you'll know which one, how much to use of each one for your meal.
Thank you very much.
And Janine, do you use a lot of chili? I would put chili in most of my things that I cook because I'm a pretty boring cook. So even just a tiny little bit. Yeah, good, yeah.
We did that one year when I was stripping the seeds for our butcher Lockeye, and our son Simon, who doesn't live with us but works on the farm with us, decided to have some chili paste on toast.
Whoa.
He didn't know what it was. It was an hour before he could come out of the house.
Oh, what did he?
He pasted the butcher Lockeye paste right across the toast.
No.
Oh, be careful.
That butcher Lockeye is the Trinidad scorpion, isn't it?
It's the one before. It was the world's hottest in 2000. The ghost chili.
The ghost chili. That's the one that you gave me, which is a huge bush now.
Yeah, that's the one.
And what colour fruit's it got?
No fruit yet. Little white flowers. Would that be right?
Yeah. It'll be full flower now, and you harvest the red fruit in about April, May.
So the season for a chili goes for quite a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Out of all the different summery kind of things. Yeah, if you can carry them over the winter, you'll start getting fruit around about January.
Mm.
But if you plant an annual one, you won't get fruit till sort of March, April.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's exactly right. Because I've got one which is a mild chilli that's been fruiting right throughout the summer.
Yeah, yeah. And these ones I've got in front of me here, like the Bangalore Torpedo or Pecan, they'll hold fruit right the way through till spring.
I like that name. Yeah. The Bangalore Torpedo.
Well, it's got a funny shape. It's sort of a long, skinny green.
It's like a twisted up little tiny snake. And it's, when it's ripe, it's bright yellow.
And is it hot?
It's in the hot range.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. More calls coming up on 3AW, 23 past 8. Man alive, I have just experienced Blair's...
Ultra death.
Blair's ultra death. This is a bottle of chilli sauce that comes with a key ring, and it's a skull.
And the box is shaped like a coffin, so be warned.
I've just tasted it. Man, that's pretty hot.
Yeah.
Amazing company. They spend a lot of time in the States bringing the best of the top of the range of American hot sauces, and they're different from ours. They're actually a fermented chili, and they're brewed differently.
So Tabasco is a fermented chili, yeah. But it's less likely to burn.
It's pleasantly mild.
Yeah. And this one that I tasted was a bit more sensible than Darren's, called Grumpy Gary's original hot sauce.
He's from Cranbourne, and he makes a beautiful, what they call in-the-pot sauce, where you cook it in the pot in the kitchen.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. To Alan, good morning.
Good morning to you all. I've been trying to grow chilies from seeds, and they don't seem to grow at all. And I'd like to know what type of chili I can grow in Melbourne that's reasonably hot and from seed that's successful.
A couple of things. Some chilies, just like we have blue hair, blue eyes, and brown hair, and white hair, blonde hair. Some chilies do not germinate very well. Some of our chilies we get 1 or 2% germination, and that's just the variety. Mm. Other chilies, like the ghost chili, we get very high germination. So it's a matter of just keep trying. Plus, you've got to time it right. If you do it too early, they won't germinate. If you do it too late, they won't germinate. And if they dry out at the top, they won't germinate.
So when's the perfect time?
So there's a bit to it.
Around about October, November.
Just as the season is warming up.
And you've got to keep them moist but not wet, which is another key. If you water them too often, they'll rot. If you don't water them enough, it's...
So basically what you're saying, Clive, and Alan, this is probably better advice for you, go and buy a little seedling at the nursery and nurture it like I have over the years to a big, beautiful chilli tree.
Well, the cost of our plants are about $5 at the garden centre, $5 or $6. You'll get enough chilies to keep you going for a year off each plant. So...
Yeah, which type would you recommend?
How hot do you want?
Without plugging my
about eight and a half out of ten.
Okay, oh, maybe that's quite hot.
So
then.
That's a Scotch bonnet or a red hot cherry. Bangalore Torpedo is quite warm. A habanero, probably a habanero. Without plugging my festival, if you come along, we've got about 30 to 40 different varieties of chili there, and they're each all heat rated, so you can actually walk along and pick the one you want to buy based on its heat rating.
Thank you very much.
No good problem. On you, Alan. Enjoy. It's interesting how, like, 10 years ago, I don't reckon people were very into chilies.
No.
But now they are.
Yeah.
It's the whole foods change. No, we talked about basil last time I was in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 10 years ago, there was basil. And basil.
Basil's basil.
Now there's basil cinnamon, basil licorice, basil menthol, basil lemon, basil lime, Thai basil. Yeah. Chilies are the same. Tomatoes are the same. The tomato enthusiasts have always had the tomatoes. But now you go to the garden centres and you go to the supermarkets, you go to the veggie shops, and there's 30 different tomatoes.
And it's not just Australia. I've looked on YouTube and I've seen there's this English guy. He's obsessed and he's created this hothouse on his balcony and he looks after them like babies.
Chilies?
Chilies,
To grow chilies in England would be a hard thing.
That's right, exactly. So they know they're up against it. But there's clubs over there.
Wow.
Chili clubs.
Yeah. Their version of our chili festival gets 70,000 over the weekend.
Oh.
You're kidding?
No.
Nan joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren, Jane and Clive. Clive, I have a question about... I have about 10 different chilies and I've misplaced all the tags.
Oh.
I know. But I have a very light orange small one. I'm about to pick them.
What shape is it?
It's like a little... It's not bell. It's like a very tiny capsicum. That's as big as it
is. Sort of like a block shape.
Well, yes.
You'd say square if you're going to be square.
I would
guess if it's orange and it's square and it's hanging downwards, it's most likely to be a habanero, orange habanero.
All right. And they're really hot?
That's a relative term. I'd say they're really hot, but the chili heads would say they're mild. It's in mid-range. It's about 500,000 units.
Okay.
Mid-range. There we go.
Mid-range. And Clive, what was it you said about mincing them?
If you pick the chili, cut them into strips, take all the seeds and the pith out.
Take the seeds out.
And the pith out. And that's just a visual thing. You can leave it if you want to. And you mash it up with a bit of olive oil, just enough oil to make it into a paste, and then put it in the fridge in a small jar. And that will last for ages.
Just in a blender you're talking about.
Yeah, can I do it in a blender,
Or a little stick blender.
How long's ages?
12 months, 18 months.
Really? But a new spoon, a clean spoon.
Yeah, you don't put anything in the chili. Like, if you're going to use your food, put the food into the spoon into your chili, then to your food, not the other way around.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Nan, for the call. These chilies that you brought in, the ones that I'm growing, what size pots is ideal? Do they need to get big? I've got, what, 8-inch pots?
I would probably do them in a 10 or a 12-inch pot.
Really?
That'd be the ideal. 8-inch you'll keep them. Now, we've got stuff in our 8-inch pots we keep for, a couple of years, but they start to... It's hard to get the water into them when they're like that.
Yes.
But if you get,
so bigger is a bit better.
Yeah. As I said, 12-inch pot would be ideal, and they'll last forever in there.
And as I was saying to you earlier, with this hot weather, gee, they love the water. They soak it up, because I've got them in trays, and I water them till the tray is full of water.
That's the way.
I'll go back the next day, and that
and
tray
gobbled it all up.
A lot of these dry climate plants don't hate water. They just hate sitting in water.
Right.
There's a huge difference. Yeah. You, like a cactus and a succulent, you can pour the water on, as long as you pour it on, then runs through, and you get maximum growth out of them.
But most plants don't like to sit in a saucer of water for any length of time.
Mint's about the only one that I know of that love it.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. To Brian, good morning.
Oh, good morning. My question is about Padron peppers. Where can I buy them in Melbourne?
As a plant, I don't know. I've looked up this before for people. It's a particular type of cultivar from Latin America, and I don't know where you get them. They're used in tapas bars a lot, and they cook them up as a separate pepper. What the specialty about the Padron is, as I understand, is its heat level depends on how it's grown. Whereas most other chilies, the heat level's fairly consistent on the plant, but the Padron, it can be all over the place.
Why do you want it, Brian?
Because I like them.
Okay. Yeah. What, do you fry them, or what do you do with them?
You just cook them under a grill. And then put a bit of hard cheese over them.
Ooh,
that sounds absolutely
lovely,
amazing.
Yes.
I could deal with that one. Brian, try to cut some seed out of your Padron pepper and sow it, and you should be all right with that.
Okay.
How would one store a chili pepper? The seed.
The seed. Oh, you take it out. You dry it. You scrape it out of the flesh, and you put it on some
blotting paper.
Yep. Or what are you?
Scott towels.
Scott towels.
Yeah.
And until it's dry, then you brush them all off and you put them in a sealed jar, not vacuum sealed, but just a clean, dry jar in a cool, dark place. And they'll easily last for a year, 2 years, or even a little envelope.
Envelope, yep.
Yeah, put them in one of those.
And put a label on. When I collect seeds, I always forget to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And make sure when you're collecting seeds, you don't wipe your eyes or anywhere else sensitive.
Yeah. Thanks, Brian, for the call. And to Phil, who sent me a photo of his biggest tomato this year, congratulations. It nearly cracked the kilo mark, but it didn't quite.
Oh, you did. You are joking.
Massive. That's a big one.
That's bigger than a football.
And a pumpkin.
Nice work, Phil.
Oh, goodness.
Now,
well done.
Imagine hollowing that out and backfilling it with some Parmesan cheese, some sherry, some garlic, and the tomato meat, a little bit of chilli, and then baking it.
Now we're talking. And to Chris, good morning.
Good morning. Look, I was just wondering, there's been a lot of debate at our place whether or not the heat from the chilli is in the actual pith of the chilli or in the seed or the chilli itself. Can you clarify that?
It's in the pith. The most heat is in the pith. Then it's in the green ribs, which the pith comes off. Then it's on the flesh on the inside of the chili, then on the skin on the outside.
What about the seeds?
None.
What everyone's always said. You've got to scrape the seeds out.
In MKR the other night, he said, I'm going to include the seeds because I'm
going to make it hotter.
But the reason is because by scraping the seeds out, you tend to scrape the pith out.
Oh, you do too.
And you wouldn't have noticed, but you'd rarely scrape the seeds without taking that white pith out.
I don't know about that, Clive, because when I dry my chilies and you cut them and you just shake them to get the seeds out, what do you reckon?
Yeah. Why don't we do an experiment? We'll take some seeds out and eat some seeds.
All right.
Mm. All right, then.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, Chris, would you like 2 tickets to the Blue Lotus Water Garden with a $50 voucher to spend when you're there?
Oh, well, that's absolutely love it.
Yeah. But Chris, what do you reckon? What's your answer for the heat in the pith or the seeds or the ribs?
Well, I was always under the impression it was in the pith, but a lot of people said, no, that's not true, it's the seeds.
No, once you get the pith off, that's the hot bit.
Okay, I'm glad.
If you look at it, it wouldn't make sense for the plant to have heat in the seed. It wants it in the pith to protect the seed.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, see, he's a bit cleverer than all of them. Yes, yeah, okay. Good on you, Chris. Yay.
I'm so excited about the Butch tea.
It is the great chilies.
Trinidad Scorpion.
No, Butch tea is a ghost chili.
Well, and which Trinidad, one have I got?
Oh, you got Butch tea. Sorry, Trinidad Scorpion, Butch tea, but I've also given you Butch Loco in the past as well.
Yes, you have.
That's a ghost chili, but they're both just hot.
Hot. thanks. John, good morning.
Morning, Darren. Morning, Jane.
John.
G'day, John.
Jane, last year, about this time, a lady rang in wanting to know about strawberry guavas.
Yes.
I've got a full tree of them. It's the lady's listening, she can give me a call if I'd like, want me to leave my number for her. She can bring me up, come around and get as many as she wants.
Are they? It couldn't be in flower now, though. I mean, in fruit now.
Yes, they are, and they're beautifully sweet.
It'd be fruiting.
I thought it would be a bit later, but anyway, you might have an early variety. They're the ones that have got the little, they're beautiful fruit. When you see a strawberry guava fruit, they're magnificent.
Yeah, they're really almost like a cherry. They're sweet and yummy.
They're lovely. Yeah. And they go that purpley colour. Yours are purpley colour, I presume, John?
Purple to brown, yeah.
Purpley burgundy sort of colour,
And they're all falling off the tree, so...
Oh, my, what suburb are you in?
In Keysborough.
All right, what's the phone number? Do you want to leave it?
Yeah, 0407... 539-922.
0407-539-922. Good on you. Thanks, John, for the call. The Chili Festival, where is it on, Clive?
125 Quail Road, Wandon. 10 to 5 next Saturday and Sunday, the 19th and 20th of March.
10 to 5 both days.
Both days.
Plenty of parking.
About 700 cars worth, free parking.
Does it cost you any fun tickets to get in?
Cost $24 to get in for adults, $18 for concession and free.
$24? What do you get for that?
There's four stages running all day. One with speakers on how to use herbs, how to use chilies, how to cook with them, the history of them. One with cooking demonstrations. Danny Venn, next MasterChef contestant, she runs a cooking stage with how to cook with chilies, how to cook with lavender, how to do Cajun cooking. Another stage with a Latin fusion band and a jazz, rhythm and blues duo alternating. Another stage which has Peruvian dancers. On Saturday's got a Spencer Street soul band doing Motown covers, and on Sunday's Jan and Mississippi New Orleans jazz band.
Oh, so plenty of entertainment.
And the Hot Hellfire Wing Challenge.
What happens there?
That's where they have to eat 5 chicken wings in the super hot sauce, and the person that finishes it first, he wins. And they've got to stand for 60 seconds without wiping their face or their hands to let the burn settle in.
So is the Ultra Death sauce the one that is being used on the chicken wings?
It's the Ultra Death is being used in the base for chicken wings, yes.
And what day is that on?
That's on both days, 3 times a day. And anybody can enter.
Yep.
And you win a T-shirt and a little brass trophy.
Now, if people go on, they can buy a ticket on site or online.
And we recommend online because it'll avoid the queues. And if you buy online, which is at www.herbchilifestival.com.au, you'll get a free federer, Herb and Chili Festival federer.
Or hat.
Which is rather a nice little hat, I must say, in a chili colour.
And they're quite good. Yeah. And it's a fun 2 days. Families, it's a real, all the kids' entertainment's free. There's a 16-metre by 14-metre jumping castle.
So there's plenty on and plenty of parking and all
and
that.
It's free
sort of
for kids, so you can sit there. Kids can play all day and you can eat and drink and enjoy.
Merry.
Yeah.
Plenty happening. 6 to 9. Joe, good morning.
G'day, guys. Look, a compost question, but before that, with that chili segment, you guys weren't taking the pith before, were you?
Yes,
we were.
Look, I'm reinvigorating my veggie patches. It's quite a large one, and I've already put chook manure down, a bit of general fertiliser. I'm going to get some lucernan sort of pea straw in, but I want some compost on top. What's the best sort of compost? I haven't got homegrown stuff.
There's one called Humus Plus. Now, Humus Plus is in a bag, and it's the compost that is the end result of the compost. It's actually...
I'm after a metre or so it's probably going to be, the trailer load. Is it mushroom compost?
What do you want in the compost for? You want it as a mulch or to enrich the soil?
Enrich the soil.
Yeah.
But you've got the chicken manure, you've got your home vegetable compost waste.
I reckon get a big bag of the Humus Plus and use that just use that sort of as you're planting. And that should, you've got enough in there to reinvigorate, bring the microbes back into the soil, and I reckon you'll be fine.
Is the mushroom compost not the go?
Oh, you can put it in.
You can put it in if you want, but
won't hurt.
No worries. Okay. More the merrier. No. Lovely. And let it sit for a couple of weeks, two or 3 weeks before you plant, and away you go, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Great photos that have been sent to me by Paul. He's done a lot of work in his garden. He sent me some before and afters from before Christmas till now, and things are looking good.
A veggie gardens?
No, just more ornamental garden.
Oh,
but
lovely.
He's done some good work there. Thanks for your email, Paul. djames@3aw.com.au. Thanks for coming in and talking chilies with us.
Absolute pleasure, Darren.
Have a good time next week.
Thanks for the ultra death sauce with the skull in the coffin box.
Without any scrambled eggs, we'll add some spice to your breakfast.
Oh, will
you survive
ever?
That very well, as a matter of fact.
Thank
and
you.
I'll see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning.
And for the big backyard. See you, Clive.
Thanks,
see you,
guys.
Jane.
See you later.